like it's going out of style. Then she'll leave you with a smile. Oh, she's gonna love you. She's gonna leave you with a smile. Oh, she's gonna love you. She's gonna leave you with a smile.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. During his address at the UN General Assembly, President Trump says America is back, saying border security is at its best and working to stop illegal immigration. He also criticized other countries, including France, for recognizing a Palestinian state, saying the U.S. is siding with Israel to defeat Hamas first and secure the release of all remaining Hamas-held hostages in Gaza, which drew applause.
Instead of giving in to Hamas's ransom demands, those who want peace should be united with one message: release the hostages now. Just release the hostages now.
The president is holding bilateral meetings this afternoon, including with the UN General Secretary and Ukraine's President Zelensky. The Secret Service says it's thwarted a plot that would have knocked out telecommunications in the New York City area. Investigators say they discovered tens of thousands of co-located and networked cellular devices that could have carried out those attacks. This is ABC News. While a lot of consumers flock to online sources for goods and services, one retail chain is now showing new signs of life.
At its peak, Toys R Us had nearly 1,700 stores worldwide and controlled one quarter of the global toy market. One bankruptcy filing at a change of ownership later, the company operates six locations but has plans to more than double that number, with three openings slated in California and one each in Colorado, Iowa, Maryland, and Nebraska by the end of 2025.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. Attorneys for Sean Diddy Combs are requesting a reduced sentence of no more than 14 months in prison, which effectively amounts to time served. Combs was convicted earlier this year of two prostitution charges, but acquitted of the more serious sex trafficking and racketeering charges. He's been behind bars for more than a year since his arrest in New York. A sentencing hearing is expected next month. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For 98Q Country News, I'm Sholly Pittman. Wisconsin lawmakers say they want to revitalize the forest industry in northern Wisconsin with a new biofuel plant in Hayward. A new bill would provide $60 million in tax credits and $150 million in state bonding to help build a facility. The plant would be a partnership between Wisconsin-based Johnson Timber and German energy company Syntec Fuels. Senator Mary Felskowski is one co-author of the bill. She says the project could create jobs and generate over $1 billion in annual economic impact. The facility would convert more than 800,000 tons of wood residue into nearly 50 million gallons of aviation fuel every year. At least 80% of that wood would come from Wisconsin. The bill was introduced yesterday. Production could begin in 2029. For 98Q Country News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A new Wisconsin Department of Health Services report is showing that Wisconsin EMS have responded to more than 140,000 falls last year, a staggering 21% of all 911-related ambulance runs in 2024. This week marks Falls Prevention Week, and the health department is encouraging everyone to take steps to reduce fall risks. You can learn how at dhs.wisconsin.gov. September 26th and October 3rd, the Flamborough River YMCA bike bus is returning. The bike bus is a fun alternative way to get to school by riding your bike. Students wait at the closest point along the route and join the bike bus as it rides by. The group does not make stops at any houses. Students bike all the way to school and then go to class just like normal. The bike bus is led by the YMCA program director along with adult safety volunteers. Studies have shown that students who engage in active commuting to school have positive cognitive outcomes. Furthermore, the bike bus promotes independence and community. This is for all students in elementary school or older, and they do ask that students in the first grade or younger ride with a parent or guardian. Parents of any participants are welcome to join. You can find the route but found the QR code on the flyer posted on the Flambeau River YMCA's Facebook page. The route will begin at the YMCA parking lot. They will be leaving the Y parking lot at 7:15 a.m. and planning to arrive at school by 7:35. Helmets must be worn by all participants, and an after-school route is not provided. Families must make their own arrangements. Once again, this is taking place September 26th and October 3rd, leaving the YMCA parking lot at 7:15 a.m. and arriving at the school by 7:35. One of several employees Waupun Correctional Institution charged in connection with inmate deaths is off the hook, Lisa Hale reports.
A Dodge County Circuit Court judge dismisses charges against one of several employees charged in 2024 with abusing residents and misconduct in office at the Waupun Correctional Facility following five inmate deaths. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that according to the order for dismissal, Alexander Hallfelder only worked with one of the inmates in question for a few days before going on family medical leave. Hallfelder also told his supervisor and a member of the health service unit that he was concerned about the inmate's health. The prison was under lockdown conditions when two inmates died by suicide. One died by a drug overdose, one of a stroke, and another of dehydration and malnutrition. Former Waupun warden Randall Hepp was found guilty of a misdemeanor and was fined $500 for his role in the death of an inmate at the prison. 35-year-old Sarah Ransbottom was found guilty in September of a misdemeanor count of violating state or county institutional law. She was ordered to pay a fine and a court fee. Five other prison employees still face charges of abusing an inmate or misconduct.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Managua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Managua Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Managua Chevrolet and Highway 51 South or at ManaquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Laura Hazel Deal, age 75, of Butternut, died on Wednesday, September 17th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. She is survived by her significant other of 26 years, Ken Zillinger, by her siblings, Ewan Luloff, Ilame Helker, Brad Luloff, Kevin Luloff, Don Heck, Dwayne Luloff, Jeff Luloff, Patrick Luloff, along with Paul Luloff and Philip Luloff, and by Rochelle Berkeley. Further survived by her five stepchildren, five step-grandchildren, and one step-great-grandchild and other special step-grandsons. A private military burial will take place at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Laura Hazel Deal, age 75, of Butternut. Dorothy J. Escula, 79, of Park Falls, and formerly of Brentwood, passed away on Friday, September 12th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by her son, Wayne Escula, of Brentwood, and by five sisters, Pat Hassanoral of Nakusa, Annette Manlick of Marshfield, Carol Schneider of Plover, Atilda Bootsy Hassel of Lockport, Illinois, and by Ann Marhine of Brentwood. Further survived by two brothers, John Wilford of Oconomowoc and Gary Wilford of Triple I. Further survived by her aunt and by numerous nieces and nephews. Memorial service to be held Saturday, September 27th, at the Krieger Nimsgern Funeral Home in Tomahawk from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., followed by a memorial service at 11 a.m. The Krieger Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy J. Escula, 79, of Park Falls. Judith Ray Herbst, age 88, of Park Falls, passed away peacefully in her home on September 18th with her family by her side. She is survived by her two children, Dan Herbst of Park Falls, and Karen Herbst of Glidden by 6 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral service 11 a.m. Friday, October 3rd at First Congregational United Church of Christ in Park Falls with Pastor Emerson Coy officiating. Burial will follow at Nola Cemetery, Park Falls. Visitation held on Friday, October 3rd from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Judith Ray Herbst, age 88, of Park Falls. Lillian Rose Neek, age 96, of Park Falls, passed away on Wednesday, September 17th at Park Manor. She is survived by her 3 children, Linda Smith, David Neek, and Connie Neek, further survived by 12 grandchildren, by 20 great-grandchildren, and by 1 great-great-grandchild. Survived also by her brother, Carl Spiller, by 2 sisters, Mary Vanna and Betsy Lane, further survived by her sister-in-law and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services held 11 a.m. on Friday, September 26th, at Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls. Pastor Samuel Morshing will officiate. Burial will follow at Nola Cemetery. Visitation held at Peace Lutheran Church on Thursday, September 25th, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and on Friday, September 26th, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lillian Rose Neek, age 96, of Park Falls. Richard Rick Norbert Weber, 75, of Glidden, passed away as a result of an automobile accident on Tuesday, September 16th. Rick is survived by his children, Paula Freilich and Michael Weber, both of Minnesota. Survived also by his grandchildren and by his siblings, Jerome Weber, David Weber, Joanne Weber, Rita Weber, and Linda Summers. He is also lovingly remembered by his fiancée, Vicky Schmidt, and her children, along with her grandchildren and great-granddaughter. Memorial service held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Park Falls, on Friday, October 3rd at 1 p.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Visitation held from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Richard Rick Norbert Weber, age 75, of Glidden. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers lose on the Late Show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Padres beat the Brewers late last night, 5-4 in 11 innings. Out on the West Coast in San Diego, with the win, the Padres able to secure a spot in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked after the game, what did he think about his guys' effort battling into extra innings, even though they've already won their division?
Fantastic. I mean, it was great. It was great. We did so many great things. And I'm proud of our guys for not just showing up and saying, well, we've clinched a bye, we won the division, and showing up and playing as hard as they did. That touched me. I mean, I really thought it was special. I know guys are disappointed we didn't win. I am too.
NFL. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay, the Vikings, and Lions now all with a record of 2-1 after Detroit beat the Ravens last night 38-30 on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
New World Screwworm has found itself back in our headlines. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, taking a look today at your markets. A case of New World Screwworm has been found in a herd just 70 miles from the U.S. border. John Heimberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, tells us how our markets responded.
The USDA continues to talk about their plan to fight the New World Screwworm. It keeps getting closer and closer. Now the cat, they found one calf in a herd that was 70 miles from the U.S. border yesterday. It almost feels like it's inevitable that it's already here, but we haven't detected anything or real close to being here. It'll be interesting to see how the market reacts to that. Typically, that's been a selling point when we get those rumors, except yesterday really turned into a buying point with this market still reflecting those tight supplies. I guess it just confirmed that border is not going to open up anytime soon and keeps those feeder cattle numbers out of there. As we saw, the back end of feeder cattle prices finished limit higher yesterday, which does give the cattle market expanded limits today, so we could see a lot of volatility.
John Heinberg, market advisor for Total Farm Marketing, along with us. He'll continue to watch those cattle markets moving forward. For more information, visit TotalFarmMarketing.com. Hey, don't touch that radio dial. I'll be right back with a look at your markets right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Dairy producers across the nation, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to the World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy producers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 13th through October 3rd. Make the drive and be part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025, the road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your markets midday this Tuesday. December corn trading up 3.25 at 425, and November soybeans are trading up 1.75 at 10.12.75. December wheat is trading up 9 at 519.75. Taking a look at dairy, October is currently seeing no change at 1686, and November Class 3 milk is trading down 9 cents at 1626. Did you know you can find the Midwest Farm Report on social media? Find us on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report and on Instagram at MWF Report. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
Northwoods weather. Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today with high temperatures in the upper 60s. For tonight, some patchy fog developing late, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with lows near 50. On your Wednesday, partial sunshine, highs again in the upper 60s. Currently, it's 59. 98 Q Country.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave
been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds.
Such a great song from Tim McGraw, 98Q Country. It's Mike along with you rolling through the noon hour. You know, you should bookmark our website, 98QCountry.com. There is so much out there, the community calendar. We've got podcasts. We have the daily news roundup and blogs on there. As a matter of fact, I just put a blog on there today about, well, a little driving situation that I had. See if it's ever happened to you. All right. Check it out when you get a chance.
Well, I play an old guitar from 9 till a 1:30. I'm just trying to make a living watching everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much if it happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Tell me what in the world you're doing, L-O-N-E. Yeah, I say, hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. Well, I smell T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Yeah. I was a little bitty baby when my papa hit the skids. Mama had a time to raise 9 kids. She told me not to stare cause it was impolite. She did the best she could to try to raise me right. But mama never told me about nothing like a Y-O-U. That your mama must have been another good looking honey too. Hey, hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G.
crazy walking, honky-tonking, baby. The men are gonna love you and the women gonna hate you, reminding them of everything they're never gonna be. Maybe the beginning of a World War III, cause the world ain't ready for nothing like a wild you. I bet your mama must have been another good-looking mama too. Hey, say hey, good L double O K-I-N-G. Well, I smell T-R-O.
Day with today's best country and more of it.
98 Q Country.
Riley Green, 98Q Country. Don't forget our afternoon guy, Greg Underson, does a Packers update for you every weekday afternoon in the 4 o'clock hour. See what's going on with the Green and Gold. Good way to stay in touch with them. And, of course, we got football action coming your way They play Sunday night against the Cowboys. We'll have all the action. Pregame starts at 5:03 right here on 98Q.
The kids screaming, phone ringing, dog barking at the mailman, bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower, take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour. My funny face makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine. Baby, don't kick it, promise I'll fix it. Long about a million other things, manage. Okay, it's so nice. It's just another day in paradise where there's no place that I'd rather be. Well, it's two hearts, one dream. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I ask the Lord every night, ooh, for just another day in paradise. Friday, you're late. I guess we'll never make our dinner date. At the restaurant, you start to cry. Baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll tippy-toe to our room, make a little love that's overdue. But somebody had a bad dream. Mama and Daddy, me and my Teddy, call me to sleep in between. Yeah, it's okay, it's so nice. Just another day in paradise where there's no place that I'd rather be. Well, two hearts, one dream, I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I ask the Lord every night,
my work day go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work.
All day at work.
98Q Country.
I hope she makes you smile the way you made me smile. On the other end of a phone, in the middle of a highway, driving alone. Oh baby, I hope you hear a song that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her. Then the last several miles turn into a blur, yeah.
I hope you both feel a spark by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one.
Like you did on me. shows up in a 2 a.m. pick from a friend, hanging on to a guy. You just sent him, I hope you stay up all night, all alone, waiting by the phone. And then she calls, and baby, I hope you work it out. Forgive and just about forgive, and take her on a first date again. And when you're leaning in for a kiss, she makes you feel the same way about her that I feel about you right now. I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free. Tell your friends that you're so happy. I hope she comes along and rips every one of your plans. I hope you spend your last time to put a rock on her hand. I hope she's wilder than your wildest dreams. She's ever
did on me. 98Q Country, Mike Piquet along with you. You know, there's a lot of interesting delivery stories out there for babies, that is. Here's one out of Dallas where a guy rushes to the hospital because his pregnant wife, she's ready to have that baby. Well, they got to the hospital, but they didn't get inside the hospital. That's right, because as they were pulling into the parking lot, she was going into labor and she was having that baby right then and there. Dad started to help with it. He was honking his horn, trying to get people's attention. He's yelling, "My wife's having a baby." By the time the doctors and nurses got out to the parking lot to help, the baby had been delivered. Yes, Dad delivered the baby right there in the car seat. By the way, mom and baby girl are all fine and well. Everything went great. Everybody's doing fine. This is a legitimate question I have. If you deliver the baby yourself in the car, in the parking lot of the hospital, who gets the payment for the delivery? I mean, you actually delivered the baby yourself, so that probably shouldn't be on the bill, right?
98Q Country.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today with high temperatures in the upper 60s. For tonight, some patchy fog developing late, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with lows near 50. On your Wednesday, partial sunshine, highs again in the upper 60s. Currently, it's 62.
98Q Country.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you. And the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you, but I've just gotta make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man. Knowing you this way, I'm leaving here a better man.
You're on the phone,
on the computer,
and on the job,
and so are we.
We listen every day in the office.
We're on.
And love the music.
98Q Country.
It was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeve. We both know we can't open that door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Well, I can still see her on the bed sitting Indian style, with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on, and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves of my clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. We left the crowd, we left the world and locked it out. She left a picture in my head. She left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept it. She kept the hotel key.
Country.
Just a touch of the fire burning.
98Q Country, don't forget Joel during the morning show. He'd be glad to send out a birthday or an anniversary announcement. All you got to do is text him. Those morning texts brought to you by Wheelway Autos in Fifield through that Civic Media app. So you let Joel know, he'll tell everybody else who's celebrating. Here's Chris Stapleton now, 98Q Country.
I know it ain't all that liberty you should probably leave. I recognize that look in your eyes, yeah, you should probably leave.
Do the watermelon crawl. back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Down in Georgia around about July, if you ain't in a hurry then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the UN General Assembly, President Trump praising his administration's policies, including border security, but also criticized the UN of promoting empty words when it comes to ending wars. During his speech, the president also pushed for a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. ABC's Tom Sufi Burich has more.
I think what we didn't get from the president in that speech is any comment or suggestions about what might come in Gaza the day after the war. So when the war does finally finish, what will happen next? These are the intractable questions which we believe the US is discussing. And according to US officials, they are looking at this with potentially Arab nations, Muslim nations, trying to work out if they could play a role in Gaza afterwards. But there's a lot of detail to be worked out.
Philanthropist and billionaire Mackenzie Scott says she's donating $70 million to the United Negro College Fund. That will give a boost to historically black colleges and universities. And on Wall Street, trading is down this hour due to lagging tech stocks. This is ABC News.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today with high temperatures in the upper 60s. For tonight, some patchy fog developing late, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with lows near 50. On your Wednesday, partial sunshine, highs again in the upper 60s. Currently, it's 62.
All the big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q.